is Shaylin Hudson. I make candles for Scene Creations, and the price is anywhere from $3 to $8. If you'd like to contact me about purchasing any, you could call me at 907-401-1095.
You have a Facebook page? No? Okay.
Welcome to Horror After Hours. Coming to you tonight somewhere outside the Naughty Guy studio, I'm your host, the Naughty Guy, Adam J. Things have been crazy busy lately, and I had a very successful turnout at the Blueberry Arts Festival. I was even interviewed on KPU-TV for my network, and I'm very, very grateful to everyone involved. A big thank you to my wife Heidi for all of her hard work and support, and just for helping me to get ready for that festival. I've now been invited to do the Beer Festival, which will happen August 21st, near the Bar Harbor Ale House restaurant here in Ketchikan. If you're in Ketchikan on the 21st, or you will be, come check out all the fun crafts and the great food that will be available. This ought to be a lot of fun, so make sure to come out and check out the Naughty Guys table. Let's get down to tonight's episode. These are just a few movies that really got me hooked on horror while I was growing up. These are four films directed by William Girdler. William Girdler directed 9 movies within 6 years, the fourth of which was called Abby from 1974, which was an American blaxploitation horror film about a woman who was possessed by an African sex spirit. Unfortunately, although it was a huge hit, the movie was pulled from theaters after 2 weeks for being too closely related to The Exorcist. That movie ended up in a lot of litigation for a lot of years, so I don't know if anybody ever got paid for it. I rate the movie Abby at 3 chainsaws out of 5. William Girdler released the movie Grizzly in 1976, and this was his most financially successful film. This was a Jaws clone from start to finish, about a giant grizzly bear terrorizing a national park. This one had Christopher George, Andrew Prine, and Richard Jekyll. This movie went on to become the most successful movie of that year, earning an impressive $39 million worldwide. I'll rate Grizzly, 1976, with a perfect 5 chainsaws out of 5, as this one's always a favorite for me. Mr. Girdler went on to do Day of the Animals in 1977, which is sometimes cited as a sequel to Grizzly. Day of the Animals had an all-star cast including Christopher George, Linda Day George, Richard Jekyll, Michael Ansara, Leslie Nielsen. Day of the Animals tells the story of a psychosis brought on by the depletion of the Earth's ozone layer, affecting all animals at high altitudes. A group of hapless hikers must survive the animal onslaught and make their way to safety, even as the psychosis turns them against one another. This one is a great movie, but was not nearly as successful as Grizzly, bringing in only about $2.8 million at the box office. This is another favorite for me, and I'll give it a 3.5 chainsaws out of 5. The Manitou, 1978. This was the last movie directed by Mr. Girdler. It was based on a best-selling novel by Graham Masterson, which was inspired by an old legend about the Native American Manitou spiritual concept. The movie starred Tony Curtis, Michael Ansara, and Susan Strasberg. The Manitou was probably Girdler's most expensive production. Unfortunately, William Girdler never got to see this film make it to the big screen, as he died in a helicopter crash before the film's release. On January 21st, 1978, he was in the Philippines near Manila while scouting locations for his 10th project when the helicopter went down. The Manitou was acquired by Avco Embassy and was released in 1978. The movie went on to be a huge success in the theaters. I rate The Manitou from 1978 4 chainsaws out of 5. This is a really great movie. For those of you who haven't heard of these movies, that's why I love doing this podcast. To show everyone the hidden gems that may have been forgotten, or the great movies that people hadn't heard of. If you haven't seen these, watch them. If you have seen them, watch them again. These ones, to me, are timeless classics. Unfortunately, that's all I have for you this evening. Hope you've enjoyed this episode of Horror After Hours. Very big thank you to my wife Heidi for always supporting me in all I do. Also sending a big shout out to my friends at Bodden Street Brewing Company in Ketchikan, Lazy Mountain Brewing Company in Palmer, and my bros, Bruce, Ronzi, Injun Jam, and Danny Christensen. I do hope everyone is safe and well. I thank you all, and keep listening. This is the Naughty Guy, Adam J., signing off. Have a good night, everyone.